Well, hello, everybody. Here we are. Welcome to week one of the Amazing Career Project. This is Kathy Caprino, and I'm so thrilled that you are here. I just cannot tell you how excited and honored that you are taking the time in your life to join me on this 16-week program. I want you to know that I know your lives are as crashingly busy and filled with demands and commitments and people you love and activities you care about. So your taking the time to do this is a very big deal, and I really honor that, and I'm so appreciative and excited. So we have a lot to talk about, and what I want to do first is really set the stage for this program and give you, you know, the foundational information you're going to need to make the most of this, and also give you time to ask questions and explore, you know, all of your thoughts and feelings about this. So let me jump in first, and I want to tell you there are slides that I go through on every single call. And, you know, I'm going to get into some of the housekeeping of the program so that you're really understanding how it works best. But if you, you know, can join me on these weekly calls live, that's the best thing. Now, obviously, life happens and you're going to miss a call or two. And I want you to know these calls are recorded. And about 2 hours after the call, they're uploaded to the website page that you access each week. And the slides will be there, too. So, you know, don't worry. But do try to join me live because I offer supplemental training as well as 30 minutes of coaching and you asking your questions. And this is where it gets incredibly rich so that I can really tailor what I'm sharing with you to your specific issues, and we can really dimensionalize this material, this content, this growth, this transformation for you specifically. And also you learn a fantastic amount by listening to other people's questions. So there you go. That's how that's going to work. Every week there's a takeaway, as you know, those of you who've watched the video, and it'd be so great if you could watch the video early in the week and start tackling the homework. And you know that there's a takeaway each week. And this week's takeaway is what you focus on expands and increases. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, let's focus on amazing. So let me go to the slides right now. And again, you can access those by going to the, you know, the web page, the link that we send you every week in the email that you get. And that's really the best way that you can follow along on the computer, and you can see the slides. But again, if you can't do that, they're going to be available to you in a few hours after the call. All right, so week one is what is an amazing career? So let me just jump in and do some welcome details here. The very first thing is, again, this is a 16-week program, and some of you I know, and I've been so enjoying what you're sharing on Facebook. How beautiful. And, you know, what a support you're already forming for each other. What a fantastic community. I love it. And what I want to share with you, some of you already know me. You know my work. Either we've spoken personally or you've seen my stuff on Forbes or Huffington Post or LinkedIn, or you've watched a video, or I'm hoping you'll check out my new weekly podcast, Best Work, Best Life, at kathyandmo.com as well. Those are really fun and informative podcasts because they interview really top movers and shakers who just blow my mind, frankly. But the point is, a lot of you know my work, and I want to set the stage here on something really important. This is not a job search program. This is a career and life transformation program, and I want to tell you the vast majority of people that take this, by the end of the 6 weeks, they are changed. They're changed in dramatic ways and incredibly positive ways. I mean, the outcomes that we help create are unbelievable. So, but knowing that, I want to share a few things with you. First of all, the only way this works is is if you apply yourself. So if you just listen once in a while and you do the homework once in a while and you watch a video once in a while, you know, that the growth that you're going to have is going to be limited. It literally is 100% related to how much you put into it. So I'm just setting that stage. It's not a magic bullet, right? It's guidance based on, you know, the videos say 8 years, and because the videos are now 2 years old, but I have been doing this 10 years after an 18-year corporate career, after becoming a marriage and family therapist and a coach and an energy healer, or training as an energy healer, and then studying women for 10 years and writing my book, Breakdown Breakthrough, and living this every single day. So everything I share with you, I have lived personally and deeply, all of the bumps, all of the crises. So I really know this stuff. And I speak from the heart, and there's just no judgment going on because I have lived it all. Nothing evokes your compassion like having lived through a crisis that someone else is living, you know, or a challenge. But the point is, we need you to apply yourself if you're going to have great results. The other piece is, this is an inner journey. So a lot of people will tell me at the end, wow, I didn't expect this, and I didn't understand how much I needed it. And I hope you're going to feel that way, but it is an inner journey first. So we can't even talk about, you know, the outer stuff, your resume, your LinkedIn profile, until we do the, and much bigger topics than that, until we do inner work with you. And I'm comfortable in that arena because I'm a trained therapist. I worked in energy healing. And, you know, as coaching, I believe that amazing career bliss, is an inner journey first. So we are going to be taking you on that inner journey, and I want you to understand this. I don't want you to worry that you've missed a concept, that something isn't making sense. I mean, certainly share that with me. Ask me a question on Facebook. That's where you do it. But don't worry. Breathe. Breathe into this program and into this process. Everything you get out of it is exactly what you're meant to get out of it. If something doesn't resonate, let it go. Let it go. You know, not every one of the words I share or concepts is specific, perfect for everyone, but there's so much in it for you. So don't worry. Just breathe and know that you're going to get out of this exactly what you need to get out of this. So a few more administrative details here. Again, weekly videos, weekly homework, they're important because every week builds on the week before. So if you skip it completely, you're going to be a little disjointed. It really builds on each other. And it's 16 weeks is a long time, but yet when you pour yourself into this, 16 weeks is not a long time to have a life change and a career change. Right? So that's that. The Facebook group is a closed group, and I want to explain that for a minute. No one outside the group can see what you're posting, but people can see that you're in the group. And that there is an Amazing Career Project group. And there's reasons we've done it that way. But it's closed, and no one outside the group can see what you're posting. I would ask you all to understand that this is a safe, confidential place. You all have to feel that. You all have to know that. Otherwise, you know, people aren't going to want to share there. But when we do know that this is a tribe, right, that we're creating, and that everything you share is safe, it's amazing what happens there. So please use it actively. And do know that I read every single comment. Now, I cannot respond to every comment, but I want you to know I read them, and when there are questions that are recurring or that need answering, I'm there. I'll be on there helping you. Again, the Thursday calls are really helpful for your learning, and I want you to ask questions. No question is too small or too big. This is my time to coach you, and I really welcome any question. Do not feel like, oh, this is silly, this is stupid. No stupid questions, no silly questions. There aren't any, all right? We're chatting about what this is, but it's a journey. You're going to have ups, and you're going to have downs, and you're going to have highs, and you're going to have lows. It's inevitable. This is a deep, exciting, enthralling, thrilling journey. Don't worry if you have downs, if you have 1 week where you're feeling utterly confused or lost or paralyzed. This is what life is, and we're here together in this as a family. And I would love it. We have 45 people in this course, and I so wish I could speak to every one of you right now and have you all introduce each other, yourself to each other, but that would take an hour. And I feel like it's important that we get going on the content. But what I'd love you to do is when I open it up in 30 minutes and you ask your questions and share, and two, I want you to share your ups and your downs, your triumphs and your achievements as well as the challenges. Do introduce yourself for a minute. You know, tell your name and your situation and what you're excited about in getting out of this program. So we'll let you do that, but I can't hear from every one of you. All right, so let's dive in here. Let me go back and make sure everyone's on. All right, you're doing well here. I can see I have a dashboard, so I can see who's with me. And again, when I open up the call, I'm going to ask you to press star 2 if you're on the phone. And that's going to raise your hand, and I'm going to take questions in the order that they come. You can also submit questions via the internet page. So feel free to do that, and I will just be going to that page frequently. Also, if you have any technical problems at all, we don't anticipate them, but if you do, you want to reach out to my awesome marketing coordinator, Jody Matchett, and she's at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at KathyCaprino.com. All right, let's dig in. The key takeaways today are this. Number one, it's time now to focus not on what you don't have, but what you want to build on. And all of this is in the video. But what I want to share with you is, you know, I've learned an enormous amount about what changes our life for the better. And a lot of that came out of my therapy training. I'm a marriage and family therapist and have done that therapy work for 5 years. And I want to tell you, I've worked with rape, incest, pedophilia, drug addiction, suicidality, depression, anxiety, all of it. And I want to tell you that 5 years of my life was the most transformational of anything I've ever experienced. And one of the many millions of things I got out of it was to be able to sit with another human being, no matter what they've done. And I mean, I sat with pedophiles. I sat with a client who was accused of attempted murder. I have sat with everything. And what that does for you is, in order to help people, you have to be able to find love in your heart for them, no matter what they've done. You have to feel what life is for them. And that was not easy for me, trust me on that. But years of training, because you can't help someone if you're judging them. You cannot help them if you're standing apart saying, ooh, I would never do that. You have to find love in your heart. And when you do that, and when you learn about what helps people change, and when you see these people who've had incredible challenges, I mean, they knock your socks off what some of these people have been through, and you see how hard they're working to change and how these foundational principles and mindset shifts and behavioral shifts change their lives, you see that it's possible for every human being. And part of that is what you focus on. I have come to believe that everything is focused. So what I'm going to be working with you on is how to shift your mindset and what to do with the negative. Because most of us come into the world with great positivity and beautiful spirits and souls, and many of us are optimistic and optimists. Some of us aren't. But what we have to learn in life is what to do with the negative thinking, how to train our minds to shift how we're thinking, because when we shift how we're thinking, we shift what we create. And I want you to know, this is not, I read The Secret like everyone else, this is not The Secret. This is not, woohoo, build it and they will come. I've done that, I've lived that and seen that is not a business strategy. That is not a life strategy. Positive thinking is critical, but it's action that changes how you operate in the world. And I am in this program going to share with you everything, or I'm going to just do a brain download of and a spirit download of everything I've learned about how you have to reframe and change the negative. And we're going to talk all about that here. I also want to share with you that amazing happiness and success requires letting go. We're going to talk in a minute about the 5-step process this program takes us through. And actually, there's a 6th step in this video series and this program, and I'll talk to you about why. But it's not just about what you embrace. What I've found, and the people attracted to my programs, and, you know, I want to share that. There's a million programs out there. Mine is different. Everyone's is different because it comes from the founder's unique filter and perspective. And my unique filter and perspective is it's not enough to just embrace success. You have to let go of what holds you back. And that was my world in my 18-year corporate career. I was not able to understand what I needed to shift and what I needed to let go, and that's why I never got happy. I never had internal success. I had a lot of external success. And, you know, let me just tell you that story briefly so you know where I'm coming from. I had an 18-year corporate career, and you can read this whole story in my book, Breakdown Breakthrough, which I highly recommend everybody in this course reading. 18-year corporate career, and I want to tell you from the minute it began with a mistake. The mistake was I didn't understand my natural God-given talents. I didn't understand them, I didn't see them, and I didn't leverage them. So I took the first job that I was offered, and I knew I had studied English Lit and psychology, and I want to share this, and we talk about this in other videos. The person I was at 16, 17, 18, it is so foundational, who I was and who you were back then. I loved psychology. I was a singer, so I was on stage using my voice. I was a competitive tennis player. I was number one on my tennis team. I loved competition. I loved pushing myself, right? My friends, boys and girls, would come to me and ask for help. I mean, I was like a psychologist back then. And I remember my beloved dad, who's passed away now, 2 years, he said, gosh, he was a scientist, but he said, you love and you need to figure out why things are the way they are. Wow. You want to know how things tick. He saw that in me at age 15. But I didn't understand that that's who I was. So I got out of college, and I wanted to be in publishing, and I sent out my resumes, and I took the first job that was offered to me because that's what I thought you had to do. And it was this horrible marketing job in science publishing. And 2 weeks after taking that job, I heard from Bantam Books, and I wanted editorial in the fiction department. And they said, we have a position. Come and interview. And I said to myself, well, you can't do that. I just took a job. That was mistake number one, and there have been a million mistakes. But when I look back on who I was, if I had really understood who I was, I wouldn't have made those mistakes. So happiness, amazing. And here's another thing. I'm not talking about just getting a good job. That's not what this is. This is how to build bliss in your life. To do the work that makes you know why you're alive on this planet today. That's what we're going for. To make you feel proud and happy and thrilled at the work you're doing. And I know that many of you are so far away from that, you think, oh, yeah, that's not even going to happen. But I have helped people who are in the worst straits, who are so unhappy, who have toxic jobs, toxic bosses, toxic work, absolutely change their lives. It's possible for every one of you. So that's a little bit of introduction about why amazing career success means we have to let go. So what is the very first step here? You know, I've read your bios, your intros here. I know where you are, that you believe in something better, but you have no idea where to find it, how to get it. And I have been there. And, you know, oh, I didn't finish that story. Let me finish that story just so you know at the outset. So I spent 18 years in corporate America, and I rose to a vice president, made a lot of money, had a lot of outer success, but internally It was bumpy, bumpy, bumpy. And when I hit age 40, those bumps turned into full-blown crises. I had chronic illness, and it's called tracheitis, an infection of the trachea, can you believe? Who's ever heard of that even? 4 years, every 3 months, I'd get deathly ill, lose my voice, burning pain in my throat, burning pain in my lungs, couldn't get out of bed, fever, so I'd be on antibiotics. Any of you who've been on antibiotics wreaks havoc on a female body. I had yeast infections. The whole thing was a mess. And no doctors could figure out why. Just here, take the antibiotics. I had zero work-life balance. My kids were little then. They're 21 and 18 now. I can't believe it. But they were little, and I worked in Manhattan, and I lived in Connecticut. It was a long commute. I was not home with them. I was not in the fabric of their lives. I was exhausted. I was depressed. Plus, toxic. My last job was so toxic, I swear it almost killed me. I faced discrimination. I faced sexual harassment. I faced it all. I faced it all. And I tried to get help. I went to a therapist, went to a career counselor, took $1,000 of assessment tests. Nothing moved me forward. And I knew I was in trouble when the career counselor came back with the assessment test and said, all right, well, here's the good news. You're in the right job. I'm in the right job? What do you mean? And I knew I was just desperate. I couldn't find any help. I couldn't figure out how to leave my VP of marketing job and even figure out what I wanted to do, let alone how could I start over after making so much money. My family needed it. So I didn't make a change. And meanwhile, I was promised a huge future. My boss at the time said, buy the biggest house you can. You've got a huge future here. 1 month after moving into the new, huger house in a more affluent area was 9/11, and 1 month later I was laid off. And it was so devastating. Any of you who've been laid off, even if you hate your job, it's devastating. And I was it was done to me in a way that just stripped me of my self-esteem. It was horrible. And I was crying, and I was lost. And I was in therapy at the time, thank God for that, spiritual psychotherapy. And my therapist said, I know that this is the worst, from where you sit, it's the worst crisis you've faced in your adult life. But from where I sit, it's the first moment you can choose who you want to be. Who do you want to be? And I cried, and I said, I don't know, but I want to do what you do. And he said, what does that mean to you? Because he was a therapist. I said, I want to help people and not hurt people and be hurt. And from that pivotal conversation, we talked about, well, you might make a fantastic therapist. Let's talk about it. And from that conversation, I did research. I interviewed at two universities near me. I ended up at Fairfield University, got a master's in marriage and family therapy, got training as a coach, got training as an energy healer, launched a therapy practice. But what I want to share with you is that's not the end of the journey. As I'm doing therapy for years, it's starting to feel very dark, very hard, not what I thought. And at one moment, I'll never forget it. I'm putting my kids down to dinner, sweetness and light. They are happy, giggling, and the phone rings, and my client says, I am going to kill myself right now. I'm going to wrap my car. I'm driving. I'm going to wrap my car around a tree. And I remember in that split second thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't want this for my life. And I snapped out of it, got her the help she needed. She's much better now. But I made a decision right then and there. I don't want this. And so I told my husband, and he said, you don't want to be a therapist? Oh, huh. Okay, $30,000 of a master's. So here I am again in another crisis. But I said, I've come too far. I have come too far and risked too much. I'm not giving up. And I kept going, and I started delivering talks to women around how do we thrive through change and talking about the professional crises I saw women facing, and they would line up after these workshops, some in tears, some shaking, and they'd say, no one is talking about this. Nobody. And I felt so alone, and I don't feel alone anymore. And that was it. That began the calling of helping women. And that was, you know, 8 years ago. And here we are, you know, launching courses, and 10 years later, writing on Forbes, speaking, training, teaching. And, you know, it is a journey of career bliss for me. And if I can help, in the video I say, if I can help one person, one woman a day, it's more than that. I want to help 1,000 women a day. And that's what bliss is to me. So that's my journey, and I want you to think about what's possible for you. So how do we define amazing when we don't know, and most of you don't know what it is? There's steps. It's going to take time. It's not going to come tomorrow. So the very first thing is we have to tune out the noise. I want to tell you, I was just even telling my daughter, who's 21, senior in college, and she's just home for 4 days on break. And I'm right in the middle now of creating and launching a coach certification program based on this program. And I have so much to write and so many crushing deadlines. And I was just telling her that I went to get her and we drove for 4 hours and I didn't think I had the time. But what happens is when you break away, get off the hamster wheel of the incredible crushing demands and challenges you have, everything changes. You come back to your work completely different. And I'm asking you to do that. Tune out the noise. Find a way. Take a walk every day. Meditate. And we'll talk about them. You don't have to sit on a mountaintop and be Buddha to meditate. You can watch your breath for 2 minutes a day, really. There's so many ways to tune out the noise, but you have to do it. You have to now start separating yourself from the crushing demands because we can't think straight. The chatter is so great. We have to start finding ways, and we're going to learn all about that in this program. I would like you to think about the concept of accessing your higher self. It's not a religious concept. It's a spiritual concept. I believe there is a higher dimension. You can read all about that in my book. And I know it, and I access it myself. When we get out of looking at the personality, the ego, all of that, there is a higher dimension that when you access it every day, it's life-changing. You have connection to wisdom and support and peace and help that you normally cannot access. So we're going to talk all about how to do that, if that sounds good to you. And there are ways to do it. I write to my higher self. There's lots of ways to do this, and we're going to get into that. I'd like you to remember, too, that you are unique and amazingly gifted. And I don't say this lightly. Every one of you is amazing. And I want to tell you how I know that. Now, I've been working with women for over 10 years. I've worked with over 10,000 women. And 65,000 women have downloaded my Career Path Self-Assessment, which we're going to talk about in a minute. It's 11 pages of questions I wish someone had asked me when I was starting out. And if I had answered them honestly, I would not have made the mistakes I've made. And I need to say this. I don't believe in mistakes, really. Everything is happening for your highest good. But you have to learn the lessons your life is trying to teach you. However, there are missteps. There are huge missteps, and there are huge detours that we take when things are not working the way they need to, when you're not in close alignment with yourself. Well, every one of you, I hope, take the career path assessment, answer these questions. Now, some of you can't answer all of the questions. That's okay. No worries. You will. By the end of this program, you will. But I've looked at thousands of these, and I want to tell you, every single woman is amazing. When she tells me what she's done, what she's capable of, what she's overcome, the pivotal moment that changed her life, I'm telling you, amazing. But you don't see it. We don't see it because you're not in the position I'm in to see thousands and thousands of people a year. But I can tell you, each one of you is amazing. The key is to figure out how and to leverage that and use it. And use your natural talents and gifts. That's the key. What I also want you to do is not compare. So, you know, even on this program, there are going to be people that are moving ahead faster. Wow, I got a new job. I shift. And you might compare. Don't compare. Yes, find role models. Find people that inspire you. But don't make yourself less than by comparing to the Joneses. We know that. We know what that's like. It doesn't make us feel good. So you can use people as inspiration, but try not to compare and make yourself less than. And then one big concept I talk about, We need to start making you right, not wrong. Women are, and I'm going to, as I say in the video, I'm talking a lot about women and men. And I want you to know I'm not trying to paint every woman with the same brush. We're all very different. But I've researched women for 10 years. Women are not men in skirts. We are not the same. We're neurobiologically different from men. We're culturally different. We're societally shaped differently. We are very different. And what I want you to do, and I see this in women, and, you know, I've had a million pieces of validation of this from my own qualitative and quantitative research, from the writing I do on Forbes. You know, I interviewed, for instance, the head of the president of Amex Open that focuses on entrepreneurs and small businesses, and her name, she's no longer that, but Susan Savat is her name. And I asked her, what's the difference between male and female entrepreneurs? And you can read about that in my Forbes blog. And, you know, she shared exactly what I see. One of the things is women tend to make themselves wrong. They doubt themselves. And, you know, they don't negotiate for themselves as much. They don't advocate for themselves. They put themselves last. You're going to hear all about this. But I want you not to make yourself wrong anymore. I want you to make yourself right. When you feel like, ugh, this boss is toxic and I want out, that means you should probably get out. But first, we're going to learn about how to empower ourselves and not leap. Start making yourself right. And if you were right about what you felt about your relationship, about your boss, about your work, if you were right, what then? All right, a few more things that I want to open up the call and get to your questions. In order to have amazing career success, you've got to get specific. And let me give you an example. When I was a therapist, you know, I'd have a new client say, oh, hi, Sally, great to meet you. What brings you here? What are you hoping to cover, you know, to address through therapy? And invariably, people would say, I just want to be happier. And I'd say, okay, that's not a goal. I can't make you happier. But we have to figure out what happier looks like. We have to dimensionalize it. So if I waved a magic wand and you were happier and you had more career success and happiness than you knew what to do with, what would it look like? How would you know? What would be different? Now, again, I know some of you can't answer this question, but you will. And you will through all of these exercises and all of these conversations. But start with this. What would be different? And then I want you to use all of your senses. What would it look like? What would it feel like? What would it smell like? What would it taste like? What would amazing career success and happiness look and feel like? And I want you to know what came to my mind right there is, by the way, amazing career success isn't you pursuing your passions and going broke. That isn't what we're going for here. Most of us want to have a great lifestyle. Right? Not everybody. No. Some people want very simplistic, you know, they don't need a lot of money in their bank account. But many of us want to have all the money that they could need and want. They want to pay for their children's education. They want to take great trips. They want to, you know, take more courses to develop their abilities and their creativity. So I'm not talking about pursuing your passion and going broke. That isn't what we're going for here. We want amazing career success and happiness in the way you want it. So what would have to be different? I need you to start thinking about that, and the homework gets at all of these things. So the very first step at defining amazing, and you cannot scrimp on this, is you have to build an intimate relationship with yourself. The vast majority of women on this planet know everybody else better than they know themselves. So even someone, and I'm forgetting who it is, you'll remind me, said, I couldn't answer the question, what are you great at? That's not acceptable. I don't mean that as a slap down. You've got to know what you're great at. And I can't tell you how many women can't answer that question. We're going to change that. And there are ways for you to know that. Think about, for instance, what people have said about you. Get some recommendations on LinkedIn. Ask people, ask 20 people who you love, who you would give a recommendation to, and give them a recommendation, and write them and say, I so enjoyed our work together, you know, in the past 3 years, Fred. and I'm building up my LinkedIn profile, I'd be so honored and appreciative if you could write a few words as a testimonial about working with me and what you got out of the experience. I'd be so grateful. Thank you. That's it. And then start reading those. Ask your family members. Ask your friends. What do you love about me? What do you think is different about me? You need to know what you're great at. So every one of you, I need you to complete this career path assessment. Don't send it to me unless you want private work with me, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. The new member welcome packet I would love to read because I'll get to know you better. But do spend time learning about yourself. Look for repeating themes, clues, hints, and patterns. You're going to see them. You're going to say, oh, wow. In every job I loved, this, this, and this was there. In every job I hated, this, this, and this was present. Wow, I didn't understand that I'm incredibly creative, actually, and I missed that. You're going to hear me talk a lot about, I used to think, my husband's a jazz percussionist, he's the creative one, I'm the money bags. Until I got in touch with myself, now I see I'm incredibly creative. I'm a singer, I'm a writer, I develop programs, you know, I love to do photo images with words, and oh, I'm very creative. What was I thinking? Look for repeating themes and clues. Number three, begin conversing with yourself. Start talking to yourself. I talk to myself. I know this sounds, you know, I'm not psychotic. I'll ask myself, do I really want to be in partnership with this person? Actually, I take three deep breaths. Breathing is critical. Read my Forbes blog about taking a break. I hope you will follow my blog and read every post, every one of them, because I interview so many people who are just changing the world with their thinking. But there is one about how stress is killing us, and all you have to do is take a break and breathe. But when I take three down-to-the-gut breaths and I start talking to myself, you wouldn't believe the information that's available to you. Start doing that. Start your own Amazing Career Project journal. Buy a journal that looks beautiful. You know, in the next year, I want to create an Amazing Career Project journal that's gorgeous and have that available on my website. I don't have that right this minute. But start one. Go get one that's beautiful to you aesthetically and start writing. If any of you are creative and want to move forward, one book, and you're going to hear a lot of books from me. They're all in the resource list that you all have access to. It's my hand-picked, culled, and curated list of books and materials that will change your life. All of them I have read. All of them have changed me in some way. One amazing book is Julia Cameron's The Artist Way. The Artist's Way. If you want to be a creative in life, this is a book to read. And begin to be more honest with yourself. All right? Five core steps to this process. So again, there's really going to be six in this program. The very first step is the setting the stage process. But the five core steps of life and career change and success are these. Step back for an empowered perspective of where you are and where you want to go. Step two, let go of the thinking patterns and behaviors that are keeping you stuck. Number three is say yes to your most compelling visions and watch the video. I talk about all of this. We're not just going for any vision. We're going for the just right vision. You're going to hear about that. Number four is one of the most important steps that everyone skips when they're on their own trying to change directions. You have to try on the direction. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, you've got to try it on. And we're going to talk all about how to do that. And then finally, you have to create it smart. It's not just going to fall in your lap. You need a plan with specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely goals. All right. Well, I know I'm throwing a lot of content at you. The video goes through all of this. Five traits we need for success in this program. We need you to have eyes wide open. We need you to get out of denial. You've got to start looking at what is working and what isn't. You know that old adage or what Einstein said, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. It's time to change it. But we can't change it till we change what we do, how we operate, right? So start getting out of denial. and look at what is not working. You're also going to have to muster some courage. Change is scary. We humans resist change for a lot of reasons. It's kind of a very homeostatic, it's called homeostasis. We don't want to change. But in order to find this bliss, to build a career that you're going to love, you are going to have to change, and that takes courage. And it takes commitment. So I talk in the video about, I love this story, I talked to an Anthony Robbins coach a few years ago. And we were talking about coaching, and he said, I don't care what my clients want. I said, you don't? Tell me more. What do you mean? He said, we want a million things. I care about what they're committed to, what they'll give up anything for, because that's what gets done. And he couldn't be more right. So I would love you to develop three important goals for this program and make them SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, timely. What do you want out of this program? Start, and you know, the goals are going to change in this process because you're going to change, but put the stake in the ground. So this slide talks about wanting versus committing. There's a huge difference. We're going for commitment. All right. Now, I just want to talk a little bit about accountability here. Do your best to watch each video and do the homework. Don't worry that you get a little behind. It's okay. Just breathe. It's okay. Post your on Facebook. You've been all been amazing at it. Post what you're learning. Post your insights. And post one key issue or question you want to tackle. And ask for help. Your fellow ACPers are unbelievable. Have you read their bios? Their intros, you know, they're amazing. They're going to help you. Use this tribe. And comment on each other's posts, you know. Be generous. Comment. A few of you said you're not social media savvy. I get it. I'm asking you to overcome that and use this Facebook page. Doesn't mean you have to get out there and, you know, have your whole profile on Facebook, you know, with pictures. But use this. This is you're not going to believe the support you get. You're going to love it. When you get stuck, and you will, just keep going. Just keep going. Okay? And I want you to know I'm really excited about this. And I'll share a story with you. You'll see, I'm very transparent. I don't bullshit, excuse my language. I will tell you the truth. I don't lie. I don't exaggerate. I'm really going to tell you the ups and downs that I faced in my life. And this year, I have woken up to the burning wish to scale transformation, and that means help a million women. For me to do that, I can't be giving as much one-on-one help as I have in the past, because if I'm talking to one woman in an hour versus 1,000, you know, I'm not scaling. But the struggle has always been for me, I have a gift. One of my gifts is I can get on the phone with you in 20 minutes and I can feel where you're stuck. I can feel it. It's part of my energy makeup. And I can help not only feel it, I can give you practical advice. And you know, I can teach and coach and advise. The issue for me, however, is I only have a limited number of clients I can help. And I have wanted to expand who can help you. So I'm just beyond thrilled that I am expanding this now. So there's support available for you when and if you get stuck and you want private work. So there's me, and you have a 20% discount off all my private coaching. And there's a link to how to work with me. There's several different ways, a 1 hour, a 4 session, and a 10 session. But I am not cheap. And that's because my private time for coaching is really at a premium because I'm coaching, training, writing, speaking, traveling. But I have other support for you. So we have a support page that was supposed to be up by noon, and it will be later today, and I will share that link on Facebook. But we have a mastermind program. If you want it, that's an additional commitment of time. So those of you who have it and want that, there's going to be all that information, and it's run by an amazing mastermind guru, Liz Scully. And that's another group scenario where you meet on the phone and you help each other. And there's private coaching from an amazing coach, Laura Neff. I adore Laura, and we've been Skyping and talking, and she's really an angel on earth and incredibly talented as a coach. And as a person, she's truly got the most beautiful, helpful spirit. So we have all sorts of support for you. And that page, again, I'm going to link to on Facebook when it's up. So you're not alone here. There's so much help available. And I hope you will take advantage of it. So this is what I leave you with. What are you committed to this week? Please write your three goals, do the homework, and even if they're not fully fledged out, fully fleshed out, don't worry and don't compare. You are on this journey, and this is very specific to you. We're all different. So what are you committed to? Start to see it, feel it, think about it, and write those down. And I will see you on the Facebook page. Yoo-hoo! All right, so let me go back to my dashboard. Now we've got, I'm going to keep you a few more minutes. I want to answer your questions. And this is a really robust part of this program. So I don't want quiet calls. I want you to say, I didn't understand this. This doesn't make sense to me. Wow, this was powerful. Thank you for sharing it. Kathy, what did you mean by this? This is what I want for these calls. So star two, for those of you on the phone, that's going to raise your hand. And I'm going to call on you. Also, you can submit your question via the Q&A, and I will answer those. So let me tackle this. Joan, hi, Joan. Joan asked this question, logistic question. You mentioned the slides you are talking from. Are these posted for us to view during the calls? They're posted for you for the entire duration of the program. So once we're done, we upload these. And that takes a few hours. Give us some time. We upload those onto your weekly page on the ACP website. So they're there for you for the duration of the program and after. Okay? Awesome. Thanks, Joan. And Natalia. Hi, Natalia. Thanks for being here. From Hamburg. Ooh, love it. How to educate myself about what I want. Sometimes I feel that I don't know what is available, so sometimes I don't know what to want. Where do I look? Love it. You are going to learn all about this in the program. We are not quite there yet. We are going to, and I know you guys, some of you are going to be women, are going to be frustrated. You're going to be like, oh, I want to get going. I want to change careers now. I'm miserable. You've got to trust me on this. We've got to do it step by step. So I want you to get in closer touch with yourself first. Then we're going to have whole modules about where to learn what else is available for you. But here's why I don't want you to do that now. Because you don't know yourself enough yet. Trust me on this. You don't. You've got to complete the career path assessment. You've got to look at it as if you're your own coach. Because what happens is there's something called the pendulum effect. I named that. When we're not happy where we are, we want to run, most of us. Ugh! And we leap, and that's what I did. I went from corporate to the farthest thing away from me possible, marriage and family therapy. And I don't regret a second of it, the training. But if I had done this work, I would have realized I'm going to get this training, but keep my toe in the water of some other work and start leveraging what I'm learning in therapy in my other work. But I didn't. I put all the eggs in Plan A basket. I'm going to chuck everything and become a marriage and family therapist. And after living the identity of it, it wasn't for me. I don't want you to do that. So, Natalia, you're going to learn all about how to find out what's out there. A lot of it is research, online, talking to people, networking with people, identifying what you want, getting, you know, following people who are doing it. There's a million ways. But we're not quite there yet. I hope that makes sense. Fantastic question. All right, let me go. Oh, Sandra, I'm really not going to be on Facebook. There are professional reasons why. I feel the program is still worth doing, but I guess I need reassurance. Can that work, or should I look for a different coaching situation? Hi, Sandra. Let me say this. It's going to work absolutely. But can I ask you this? Come up with an alias. Come up with another name and just join it that way. No one will know it's you. I would suggest that. if there are professional reasons why. If you still hate it and don't want it, this program is definitely worth doing. Absolutely. The videos and the calls, you know, they're very powerful content, and there's nothing like it on the market. So there's the reassurance. There's no question. If you do the work and the homework and you're on the calls, it's transformational. Okay? All right. I hope that helps. Maggie. Hi, Maggie. How do I streamline my various options into the right choice? You have, if I feel as if I have 5 million different things I want and get stuck picking one. I don't want to make the wrong choice. That's why you're in this program. I am going to help you very specifically know your, this is the five-step program, step back for an empowered perspective of who you are, and that's what has to happen first. The next step is we've got to let go of what's in your way. Before you launch to something else, you've got to shift and let go of what's holding you back, and there's stuff, trust me. Then you start identifying. Only to when you do this process will it start becoming clear what is the right certain set of directions to explore, and then you're going to start exploring them. And in all of these modules, when we get there, I'm going to teach you what's the difference between a hobby and a calling, and what's the difference between a direction that's going to make you happy, that's going to give you the money that you want, that's going to give you the flexibility, that's going to really tailor to who you are. And I trust me on this, those 5 million things are going to become three. And then you're going to start exploring them. That's how you do it. But nobody knows this process. We're not taught this. I learned it through 10 years. So stick with me. Trust me. Your 5 million things are going to be whittled down, but not until you do the work that each week is telling you to do. Jen, these are fantastic questions. Jen, what are your thoughts on vision boards? I adore vision boards. I would have everyone read, and, you know, you're going to be overwhelmed by the number of books I give you. Write them down and choose the books that speak to you. Someone said to me, you know, this book really works, this one doesn't. Every book I'm suggesting to you is a life changer when you're ready for it. The book I'd suggest is Shakti Gawain, it's in the resources, Creative Visualization. It's a tiny little book, but she is the mother of creative visualization. I mean, well, actually, it's been around for hundreds of years, but she has a beautiful book, and she talks about treasure mapping and vision boards. I'll tell you a story later about visualizing. It's in the video. I've done it, and what comes of them is literally amazing. You just won't believe it. Oh, these are such great questions. Now, let me go to some raised hands. I've got Toronto. Hi, Toronto.
Hello, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So would you introduce yourself to the group, please, Kim?
Sure. So my name is Kim. I live in Waterloo, which is outside Toronto. And what were the other things, sorry, that you wanted us to say, Kathy?
Just tell us a little of why you're here, what you're hoping to get out of it. Anything you want people to know about.
Okay. When I'm listening to you talk, it's interesting because there's a lot of similarities, I think, in our paths. I've been in the same business growing up in emergency services.
And Kim, what's your last name? Because there's two Kims in this program, if you don't mind.
Rigdon.
Great. Thanks, Kim.
Yeah. And so I'm just really interested in the I've been in the same emergency services for my whole career, 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's so many wonderful things about it, and I've grown up. And the question I have is, when you identify things that are challenges, like in this process, I'm finding I'm already like looking and finding discomfort in things.
Yeah.
And I want to be very mindful not to turn that into negatively focusing on things that aren't working. So I was wondering
what you mean discomfort in things.
With job satisfaction and not being in the exact place I want to be.
Yeah.
And so as I'm evaluating, I don't want to bring any negativity into my role or my work that I'm fully present with now as I look to see how I could be better and grow and learn more things. And I wonder if anybody had that challenge.
So let me understand this. Is it new to you to have discomfort in what you're experiencing?
No, I think
right.
it's new to me to be more aware of it or to name
so,
it.
So what a beautiful question, Kim, and thank you for being here. Let me point out something. I learned this in therapy, and it rocked my world. It's three words, four words, greater awareness equals greater choice. So I want us to begin to differentiate. Having awareness of what is not a fit does not have to be negativity.
Okay.
In fact, as you become more aware of the amazing, gifted person you are, you're going to outgrow certain things that are in your life. And you do not have to be negative about it. But, you know, this is what happens. When we transform, lots of things we outgrow. And
mm-hmm.
what you want to do is hold a space for that, that when all of a sudden things clash and don't fit anymore, it's not that you're negative about it, it's that you understand you're changing. Or you're getting in touch with what you really were and didn't know it.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't have to mean, oh, God, I hate this. It means, wow, sometimes I go through such fast growth spurts that in 1 week, I see life differently or a partnership differently or someone I'm just working with differently. It can be that fast. And what you want to do is hold the space for, wow, that's interesting. I didn't see it that way. And I trust me when I say when you begin to empower yourself that way, it doesn't feel negative. It feels like, wow, look at what I just learned and what I don't want anymore. And how exciting it is that I know that, and now what am I going to do about it?
Oh, thank you. I love how you frame that. Instead of looking at like, oh, all this time I've wasted because I didn't know this, it's, well, now
right.
I do, and where is it going to lead to? Ah, love it.
Oh,
thank
and
you.
Bless you for bringing that up. If I could jump into every one of you and have you realize this, I'm not, this is one of the most important concepts. Nothing is wasted, even when you're in the middle of crisis. You are going to look back in 5 years and say, oh, my gosh, that's why I went through that. And, you know, a lot of people go, I have people in my life, in my family, who are negative, pessimists, and they're like, well, isn't that just fantastical nonsense? It so isn't. If you have it on your radar that I am going to learn from this and I'm going to embrace this, don't hate yourself for taking so long to get here. You are exactly in the right place. That's what I want you to know. Okay, Kim?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Brilliant question. Love it. All right. Thanks again. All right. Now I want to take New York City. Who do we have?
I think that's me. My name is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
You were on my webinar.
Yes, I was. Yes.
Hi, Nancy. Tell
Hi.
Everybody who you are and tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, well, I work in New York City, and I'm in the financial services industry, and I have to tell the truth, I don't know what I'm doing here. So, I think I kind of stumbled my whole way into my work life, my whole life.
Oh.
And so taking jobs because they were offered, or what was next, you know? So that's why I'm here. And I have two questions. If you only have time for one, I understand.
Go
I'd
ahead.
Like to know. Sure. I'd like to know what the new member packet does for you. Is it research gathering for you, or will it be used
it helps me know
in the conference
call?
What
you need. That's it. Why?
Pardon me?
It helps me know who you are and what
okay.
each of you needs.
Okay.
Tell me why.
Okay.
What's behind that question?
Oh, I didn't know if you would be able to draw on those individual responses when someone calls in, or if it would be used to address certain themes within the conference calls. So I was just curious how
all
the information
of that.
Would be used.
Absolutely all of that.
Great.
It helps
Great.
Me understand each of you. It helps me understand each of your needs. You know, by the end, we know each other all so well, all of you do, that I don't need to look at your new member packet. You know, I know you.
Okay.
And so in the end, I'm not using it. But Absolutely. It informs what we have to cover. But can I be honest, Nancy? I've worked with 10,000 women. I've seen everything that you all share. I've seen it thousands of times. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not one thing that any of you have shared that I don't cover in this program. I'm not joking. But it helps me understand where you are. But I want to tell you this. Most of you are going to shift so fast that what you shared is going to change in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
But, yeah, I use it. Is there anything else that's underneath that question?
Oh, underneath the question?
Yeah.
Well, it's related to the next question, which is that I can tell from this conference call that you've helped people overcome probably some seemingly insurmountable obstacles. For me, not only was I not paying attention to my work life, I was paying too much attention to a quality that I have of compassion, which led into caregiving, which has led me into almost a foxhole or a trap of constant caregiving to someone who is single and alone and chronically and seriously ill. And it takes a lot for me to steel myself against all of the needs and meet some of the needs. And I wondered if you could talk about that.
I can, and I'm so glad you brought it up.
Okay.
So you're going to hear this throughout every single module. Another life-changing, and probably the one women are most needful of and flip their lids when they hear, is the concept of boundaries.
Yeah.
So I know a lot about you from what you just shared.
Yeah.
And what I know is your boundaries are in need of development.
Yeah.
So let me explain what I mean. Nothing happens in our life that we have not co-created. And I don't mean, you know, I've had people have unbelievable abuse and trauma that I've worked with. I don't mean they deserve it. And I don't mean when you're a child and you've been abused, you co-created that. I don't mean that. I mean in adult life, when you have chronic situations like what you just shared, you are 50% of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can change it is, number one, to look at your boundaries. And boundaries, and this is, I'm so glad you brought it up. I want you, you all to know, and I want to ask your permission, we are going to be talking about your childhood. We're going to be talking about the messages you learned in your early life. And once out of a blue moon in a year, a client will say, I don't really want to go there. In my framework, you can't change your life if you don't look at your childhood. Forget it. Because so much of what you learned is what you learned through your family. And what we have to do, and this is not therapy, I don't do therapy in this course, but my therapeutic training informs me in this. You are shaped so dramatically by your authority figures, by your ordinal position as what number are you in your siblings, by the role you played in your family, fixer, mediator, caregiver, by how much chaos was in your life, boundaries as well. So tell me in a second, do you have boundary problems where you can't say no to people too easily?
I did. I struggle more internally with it rather than externally, meaning I struggle after I say the no. I struggle a lot
now. Of course. So what I would ask you to look at, is this person you're caregiving a family member?
No, and that's the thing. It's a friend who is single, severely ill, and it just, her family is so unsupportive or cowardly or angry or so difficult.
All right, so this is what I'm going to ask you to think about, Nancy.
Mm.
Do you believe in a higher power? And if you don't, that's
absolutely
fine.
Absolutely.
And anyone on this call, if you don't, that's fine. Everybody has their own beliefs, their own spiritual things that work. I believe in the universe. I would ask this question. Do you believe that you came on this planet to caregive so dramatically this person that it constrains your own life?
No. I don't believe
I want
that.
You to think about, and we can't answer it all. I would love you to journal. You're one. I would love you to go out and get a journal and journal all about this. Why am I doing this? Can I shift this so I'm not? I mean, if it's near constant, Nancy, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there
that's not your role in life.
Yeah.
I would like you to, but the thing is, in my therapeutic work, I would work with you. You mm-hmm. can't just start saying no. You have to shift yourself. You have to yeah. understand why you've let this happen. Why, and it's part of your values, you're loving, you're caring, you feel this person's been abandoned, you can't mm-hmm. live with that. I get mm-hmm. it, but it's time now that we start looking at how we operate in the world and how our own values and belief systems and boundaries lead us into situations that actually don't work in our life. You with me? Can you
yes.
think about that? And what I'd like you to do is think about what can shift. What can shift in me and what can shift in this situation that I'm no longer the constant caregiver of this person?
Mm.
How's that sound?
It sounds good. Sounds good.
I
don't want to take up all of the call. It's just
and
it's a situation that rises and falls. It's patched up for a while.
You might need
yeah.
private help with this, Nancy, truthfully.
Yeah.
If it just feels impossible for you to be able to manage this, then there's internal work you have to do.
Mm.
And then when you do this work of understanding why am I in this situation, how have I been a fixer, how have I been a healer, how is it? Oh, yeah, I didn't tell that story. Let me give you an example quickly. When I was looking at the private support I wanted to give people and my deep need to do it one-on-one, but I can't scale if I do hundreds of hours of one-on-one a month, I had an energy healing session. And I have an energy healer I send everybody to who needs help. Energy healing, if you want to know, I can tell you all about that on Facebook, but energy healing is when no amount of therapy or coaching or talk therapy works, it's because there's an energetic problem. And
mm-hmm.
I have sent over 100 people to my energy healer who I trained with, who has helped me. We were on a call recently, and I said, why is this such a struggle for me that I seem to feel like I need to give one-on-one coaching to so many people when I'm trying to back off and give more courses? And in that session, we went through a series of meditations, and she said, here's what I see, and I'm telling you this, Nancy, because I think it's related. She said, you feel like you are on the battlefield looking at wounded, bloodied soldiers, and you're saying, where is the Red Cross? And I just started to weep. And I think, frankly, I believe in past lives. Don't let that scare you. If you don't, no worries, any of you. But I've had past life regressions. I've seen past life stuff. It felt so real to me that I feel that what women are going through, it does feel like bloodied, wounded soldiers. And I need the Red Cross. And thankfully, I have the Red Cross now in the form of my support, my Laura Neff, the mastermind. But I believe that if you do some digging, Nancy, you're going to start seeing the antecedents of this.
Okay.
That you were a fixer, that you feel it's not in your value system to curtail the amount of help you're giving this person, but you're going to need to see that that isn't your role in life, to be this person's constant caregiver. All right?
Okay.
Does that
yes.
help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Anyone else have a question? One other question. I have time for one more. Let me go to the Q&A here. See what else I have. Ooh, lots of questions. Wendy, do you have thoughts on differences between thinking you are strong because managing surviving life situations versus strength to be who you are? Oh, Wendy, hi. I would need to know a little bit more about what you're referring to, but, yeah, there's a very big difference between being a survivor and actually mustering the strength to be who you are. They're very different skill sets. One is soldiering through life management, managing your emotions, compartmentalizing, getting through very tough stuff. But, you know, sometimes getting through very tough situations makes you go underground. In other words, you know, and a lot of childhood situations are like this. Like, you're going to hear a lot about this. I had narcissism in my family life. In order to survive that, parts of me had to go underground. I didn't learn how to speak up. If any of you need to understand what narcissistic personality disorder is, follow my stuff. I wrote a post on how to tell if your boss is a narcissist. Check that out in Forbes. But a lot of people who've had negative, challenging, constraining stuff in childhood grew up a certain way. And when you wake up and see, oh, my gosh, I could not speak up in my childhood. I could not do this because I would be punished. That's what you did to survive. But now we need the strength to be who you are. You know, I'm just about to feature Cecilia Galante, an amazing 8-time novelist who spent 16 years in a fanatically religious cult. Can you imagine? And she got out of it. And she has spent the remaining years of her life healing. Well, what she did to survive that and now finding the strength to be who she is, who she really is, what she really believes, they're very, very different. And this program is going to help you discover who you really are and then find the courage to be that. And that's at the core of what this program is going to teach you and what's important. Angelique asks, could you please share some example types of SMART goals that people could create? Yes. Let me give you an example. A lot of people write to me and say, or come up to me after speaking, wow, Kathy, I want to write a book. And I'll say, yay, are you writing? And they'll stare at me blankly. No, they're not writing. You can't be a writer if you're not writing anything. So a SMART goal, let's say there's someone who, I have messages and I want to write. A SMART goal might be, I will begin a blog. So let's break it down, specific. By 3 months from now, I will launch a blog. Then you break it down, measurable, 3 months. What's going to happen within now in 3 months? I'm going to find a WordPress site. I'm going to start writing 500 words a week in my Word as a Word document, and then build content. And I'm going to find an editor or my friend Sally who says she's going to help me. And it's specific, it's measurable. Is it achievable that you write 500 words a week? Yes, I think. You know, so that's achievable. Realistic means you feel it's in the realm of realism, that you're going to choose content areas that you know how to write about, that you feel you have something to say. And timely, they're time-bound goals. So, you know, by next week, I'm going to think about a topic that I feel comfortable enough writing. So that's what I mean. You break it down so it's specific and it's measurable, and you're going to be accountable for that. You're writing it down. I mean, my list of SMART goals is very long right now. By this week I'm writing this part of the certification program, and we're doing Facebook ads, and this week we're doing this, and this week I'm interviewing this person for my podcast. They're very specific. And I want to tell you, there's another post I did on Forbes recently about what great leaders have in common, and it's discipline. And it's not just discipline. It's discipline to focus on the vital few. The vital few are those three goals that are the most critical for you to have success. And what most of us do is focus on the trivial many. We get so distracted. We answer 2,000 emails or 20 emails that have nothing to do with the vital few. You've got to figure out what three goals are going to get me forward in this most burning desire of mine. And that's what I'm going to focus on. All right, folks, one more question. Anybody want to raise a hand? No? Nobody? All right, let me take one more in the Q&A. And I want to tell you, I'm extremely disciplined, so these calls are going to be an hour going forward. But just for the intro, I've let it go to an hour and 15. Part of my work is I am very well boundaried now, and I was terribly ill-boundaried before, but I'm very well-boundaried because I can't scale transformation and be of help if I keep going over my time commitments, because then I'm shortchanging someone else. All right. What else do we have here? Anya. Hi, Anya. Boston. Thank you for being here. Hi, Kathy. What is the most useful to do to reconnect with myself, to figure out what my true likes are and wants? Take my career path assessment. That's it. That is your goal. Fill this thing out. It takes hours. And think about yourself deeply and try to answer the questions. If you come to the question, what am I great at, and you can't answer it, force yourself to answer it. What do people say about you? What have people praised you on? How in your promotions, what have people said you're amazing at, right? Your true likes and wants. There's a blog post I've done on LinkedIn, so follow me on LinkedIn and find that in my published posts, how to figure out what you love to do and fuel your life with it, if it's something like that. How to identify your passion and fuel your life with it. There's a list of questions. You know what your true likes are. Come on now. You know. Do you know what kind of food you like to go out to dinner to eat? Do you know the kind of music you like? Do you know the kind of movies you like? Do you know the books you like? You know what they are. The fact that you think you don't means you're blocked. And we have to let go of something there. We're going to have to get to the let go phase. But you know what you like. You absolutely do. You're just not letting yourself answer them. So part of this career path assessment is don't let the inner critic say, oh, yeah, you like to sing. Oh, sure, you're going to be a rock star. Don't let the inner critic do that. This is the time to brainstorm and to write out all the things you ever fantasized about, because we're going to get at the whys of that. The career path assessment is the answer. All right, my friends, I hope you found this call helpful. This is how it's going to run, 30 minutes of my training, 30 minutes of questions, and I really want you participating and asking, because that's, again, how this content's going to really be transformative for you. My goal is breakthrough every single call. Thank you for being here. Don't forget there is support for you. If you get stuck, don't worry. Breathe through this process. Let's make it fun. Some of it's going to be deep, but let's make it airy and fun and enjoyable. And I'm so appreciative of your time. And I will see you next week. All right, my friends. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.